Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to another episode of There's a You in Success. I'm Debbie Loosberg, your host. Thanks so much for joining me today. Let's continue our discussion about success, your success. They say that success is a journey, not a destination. Yes, there may be a pot of gold at the end of that destination, but think about all the different pots of gold along the way, all of those surprises in the detours, those things that occur that give us pause for surprise and a change of heart and a change in direction to the positive, because we discover something about ourselves, about a goal that we'd rather have, about a place that we'd rather be. We can continually check in and continually change, make adjustments along the way, and enjoy the journey. That's what it's all about. Today I want to talk about your support system. Isn't it good to know that there are people out there that you can lean on? There's no sense in trying to go it alone. There's always someone that can help. This episode is called I've Got Your Back. Oh, no, no, I've got this. Thanks anyway. I've got it handled. I'll be fine. We like to think that we can do it alone, get through daily challenges, our weekly busy schedules, and those occasional rough spots. I've got this. Thanks. I'll work through it on my own. But you know, there's nothing wrong with asking for a little help and support. I've told myself this many times, mostly after the fact, that I could have asked somebody, I could have reached out, I could have found someone who'd been through the very same thing that had some advice. Or we might reach out to someone who could use a little help and support themselves. And maybe that happens a bit after the fact too, much to our chagrin. We think later, oh, I should have called them when they were going through that. I could have helped her with that situation. We're all in this together. That's the message here. This fascinating journey called life. So let's lend a hand and prop each other up and walk through it together more often. I've got your back, and I bet you've got mine too. Isn't it good to know that someone is there, your support person, or maybe even a whole team of them, a family, a group of friends that are cheering you on? Whether you think it or not, they are there. We've all lost jobs, partners, businesses, pets, and people in some form or fashion. We go through similar things over the years. There's always someone who can relate and offer exactly the words or the perspective that we need. Friends, family, peers, groups, mentors, trusted advisors, they're all part of a support system. Those folks who are there when we need them. Even strangers step up and help us out. Have you noticed that? I've watched in amazement as people are having trouble with their car and other people will stop to lend a hand, or maybe someone who's had the similar situation or can relate to being stuck in traffic or plugging up the intersection because their car died. Have you ever seen a group of people do that? Pull an embarrassed motorist car out of the road? There's just something amazing about that. People pull together. And have you ever noticed then someone's simple smile and hello to others as they're walking down the sidewalk that might be just what they needed to lift their spirits? Even those simple things send us the signal that someone's got our back. They care. And so do we care for them. Now, we might not stop that person that smiled at us and unload all of our burdens, but just thinking about, wow, someone actually looked me in the eyes. I made a connection by looking someone in the eyes, and we were able to exchange for just a few seconds that human connection. So why reach out either way? Why even focus on this? Because we're social animals. We need each other for a sense of belonging, of connection, and feeling that we have something in common to share, that we contribute, that we matter. It helps our self-esteem and our confidence and our ability to live a fuller life. Now, asking for help and support is not a sign of weakness. Let me repeat, not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. We open up. We show our vulnerability. We ask someone for advice. It's a sign that we're in this with both feet. And yeah, we might need a little propping up once in a while. And that's okay. We are human beings. There are times, though, when we do want to walk it alone and maybe process a situation for ourselves, and that's normal. But then we might realize we could talk it out with someone as a next step. That's right where we hesitate sometimes and think, oh, they're probably too busy. Oh, I'll just figure it out myself. But what if you picked up that phone, sent an email or a text next time? If even to make an outside connection and hear somebody's voice or read their words, maybe somebody who's been through a similar thing, and maybe you don't want to divulge all the details, but maybe you just want to be with somebody and say, yeah, I've got something going on right now, and I'm processing through, and, you know, I'll share it with you later, or I don't want to share it with you at this time, but just to be here with you, taking your mind off of it. Sometimes that's one of the greatest things we can do, is get away and be with someone who's gone through a similar situation or who's recovered from other situations that has an attitude, a positive outlook that can lift us. Encouragement, emotional support, appreciation, validation, all benefits of reaching out to our support people, our team, our social network. They prop us up and talk us down when needed, and we do the same for them. So jump in with both feet. Open up to your experiences, even the rough spots, even the unfamiliar ones, even the ones you're scared about, and know that there's support when you need it. There's always someone there that's been through the same thing or can encourage you to help you find what it is you need. We've all got your back. Isn't that a great feeling to know that along the journey of success, you've got people that care? You've got people that have been there before, that can relate to you, that can offer advice, that can send you to another resource. There's always, always someone that can help. Please connect me with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+. Do visit my website and learn more about my training and coaching services and other speaking topics. Send me an email if you've got any comments about our success journeys that we talk about here, Debbie@DebbieLuceberg.com. Remember, there is not one more thing that you need to add to yourself. No more degrees, no more certification programs, no more money that you need to spend to make yourself feel better. You only need to spend some time uncovering what's already there. You already are successful. You already have had accomplishments. It's that inner success that just needs to be uncovered and polished up. So for long-term steady success, it all begins inside. It begins with our thinking. Want to be more successful? Change your thoughts. Your success starts with you. Your thoughts about it, the choices you make, and the actions you take. There's a you in success. In that unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. Until next time, choose to have a great week.